Title, California Offshore Wind Auction. Content, on October 18, 2022, the Department of the Interior announced that the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, BOEM, will hold an auction to sell 5 offshore wind energy leases in federal waters off the California coast, with 2 off the coast of Humboldt and 3 off the coast of Morro Bay. PACW-1 is the first sale of offshore wind leases on the west coast of the United States, and the first to support the development of floating offshore wind projects anywhere in the U.S. The auction follows the record-breaking New York Bight auction and the Carolina Long Bay auction, both held earlier this year. Here are 6 things to be aware of regarding the sale of offshore wind leases in the Humboldt and Morro Bay wind energy areas. Leasing areas, on December 6, 2022, BOEM will auction off 5 leases, Lease OCSP 561 and Lease OCSP 562 in the Humboldt Wind Energy Area, and Lease OCSP 563, Lease OCSP 564, and Lease OCSP 565 in the Morro Bay Wind Energy Area, collectively, the lease areas. Combined, the 5 lease areas comprise over 373,000 acres and up to 4.5 gigawatts, GW, of capacity. The sizes and locations of the lease areas remain unchanged from BOEM's proposed sale notice, the PSN, published on May 31, 2022. Qualified bidders and pre-auction requirements. BOEM has determined that there are 43 entities that are qualified to bid. This represents a significant increase both from the 23 qualified entities that were listed in the PSN and from the total number of bidders in previous auctions, New York Bight, 25, Carolina Long Bay, 16. To participate in the auction, each qualified entity must submit a bidder's financial form, BFF, by November 4, 2022, describing its strategies to qualify for the non-monetary bidding credits discussed below and identifying any affiliations with other qualified entities. Each potential bidder must also submit a $5 million deposit by November 21, 2022. Certify its compliance with the federal government's equal opportunity and affirmative action requirements for government contractors, and participate in a mock auction on December 5, 2022. Auction process. The auction will be conducted according to a round-by-round system. BOEM will begin each round by naming and asking price. Bidders, who can only bid on 1 lease area per round, will have 30 minutes to place bids, and any bid that meets the asking price, through cash value or cash value plus non-monetary bidding credits, as discussed further below, is considered a live bid. If at least 2 live bids are received for a lease area, the auction moves to the next round, which BOEM begins by naming a new asking price which bidders must again decide whether to meet. At any point after the first round, bidders can make an exit bid in an amount greater than the previous round's asking price but less than the subsequent round's asking price. However, a bidder cannot further bid on any lease area after making an exit bid. The auction for a lease area is over when a round ends with 1 or 0 live bids, with the lone bidder prevailing in the case of a single live bid and, in the case of 0 live bids, the highest exit bid, or the exit bid chosen by BOEM in the event of exit bids of equal amounts, prevailing. All winners are provisional until they sign the lease, provide a financial assurance instrument or surety bond in the amount of $100,000 to BOEM, and pay the balance of their bid. A single bidder cannot purchase more than 1 lease at the auction. BOEM has set minimum bids for the areas from approximately $6.33 million, OCSP 0561, 63,338 acres, to $8.04 million, OCSP 0565, 80,418 acres. Bidding credits. BOEM has designed a multiple-factor bidding auction consisting of A. a monetary bid, and B. a non-monetary factor, whereby BOEM will grant bidding credits to potential bidders of up to 30% of the cash bid amount. BOEM will appoint a panel to review the non-monetary component after the BFFs and bid deposits have been received but before the auction, and will notify bidders if they qualify for the bidding credits prior to the mock auction on December 5. Bidding credits will be granted as follows: workforce training and supply chain credit, A bidder can receive a bidding credit of up to 20% of the amount of its cash bid in exchange for committing to make a qualifying monetary contribution to either AX workforce training programs that support the flow.